KUVO Jazz 89.3 with Bella Fleck and the Marcus Roberts 3 with That Old Thing, preceded by Robbie Amin. He kicked off the second hour of Mid-Morning Jazz with new music, Mixology, on the CD live at the Poster Museum. Sunny and much warmer today. Yay! High near 85, low 58. It's 72 at the Kobokubo Studios in downtown Denver. It's a fabulous Friday. Tree King with Community Connection after this quick word on Kubo Jazz.
Live Nation presents at Paramount Denver, the Buena Vista Orchestra, on Tuesday, September 10th. Jesus Aguaje Ramos and his Buena Vista Orchestra, an Adios tour. Tickets and information are available at ParamountDenver.com.
All right, KUVO Jazz, joining me in the studio today is Alex Randall. He is one of three ARC Thrift Store ambassadors named Hero of the Year. Now, the other two were Julian Rodriguez and Sarah Jesse Farino. They were also Heroes of the Year, and the gala was last night. Now, every year, three ambassadors are nominated by their co-workers to be the Hero of the Year. There is a yearly gala with a large celebration for their heroes, as well as a silent auction. It is truly an incredible evening. Good morning, Alex. Thank you for being part of Community Connection.
Thank you, Tree. This is truly an honor for me to be here today.
Wonderful. Now, the gala was last night, and I heard through the grapevine, one of the things you said we thought was so incredible was you were sitting between the queen and a princess.
It certainly felt that way, because with Juliana and the way she was dressed, and Jesse as well, that it felt like I was sitting between a queen and a princess.
All right, Mr. King, you were a king of the day last night, I hear.
I certainly was, and it was so much fun. The gala was just an amazing night. One of the things that I would automatically do again.
Okay, very good. Now, how does it feel to be one of the ARC Heroes of the Year?
It's an honor to be one of our Heroes of the Year. It shows that us ambassadors can do anything we want, and it shows how, and it focuses on our capabilities and not our disabilities.
Amen to that. That's beautiful. Now, I know you were excited about last night. What was your favorite part of the gala?
There's a few, actually,
okay,
different parts that I enjoyed. One of the things is that there's so many people at ARC that have either transferred to different stores or have moved up in the ranks or are now under Lloyd now, and it's like it makes it so many people that used to work with me and people that are now new that work with me that I enjoy working with, and ambassadors I work with, and managers that have come and gone that I have worked with or I'm working with now. And also one of the other things was the fashion show. That was amazing as well. The auction was great. To be honest, it was all amazing.
It's just an incredible evening, it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right. That's wonderful. Now, what was, how long have you been at the ARC?
I've been at the ARC now for 11 years.
Wow, 11 years. And which store do you work at?
I work at the one at Bowles in Littleton.
Okay. Okay, very good. And you've been at that store, or have you been to other stores?
No, I've always been at that one.
Okay, very good. And what is your favorite part of working at the ARC or being an ambassador?
I would think, to answer both in one, I would think the best thing about working there is the people I work with, the ambassadors I work with. Amory, for one, she's one of the ambassadors I work with. Lewis, another one. Sherry, she's another ambassador that works there. They're all so incredibly nice. Sue Ann, my manager, who I work with, she was actually at the gala there last night too, and she's incredible. She tries to give me new tasks to work on, and so I'm not always doing the same thing. And I always like staying on my feet. I don't like sitting.
Okay. You don't want to get bored, right?
No.
That's great. So they give you different things to do, and they're very patient with you, and it's nice to have a boss that makes you feel comfortable, isn't it?
It's very nice to have a boss that's easygoing, and anytime I've asked for time off, or for example, I was just in visiting my brother in Philadelphia last weekend, and beforehand I asked Sue Ann if I could get some time off, and she said just fill out a request form.
That's beautiful. That's a wonderful thing when you can just ask for it and get it off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Well, I want to thank you and your best friend, Paulo, your service dog, for coming in today and sharing your thoughts on being the ARC Hero of the Year. I appreciate you taking the time to come down and join us on KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.